While this meeting was officially about setting the Senate's schedule, Democrats used it to urge Republicans to consider a plan by the state's public employee unions. It would have workers pay more for their benefits and, in exchange, keep their collective bargaining rights. Green Bay Democrat Dave Hansen asked when Republicans would be ready to negotiate.
All they ask in return is to keep their rights. Seems reasonable to me. We'd love to be there for that vote. Please do consider that.
GOP Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald shot back that last session, when the political tables were turned, minority Republicans disagreed with several bills pushed by Democrats. But he says they always showed up to work.
The idea that the minority party somehow is held up in Chicago over this issue just simply says to me, you're shutting down government. You have shut down the people's government. And that's not acceptable. That is not acceptable.
I just want to comment.
You're not in negotiations with the governor's center. You're not in negotiations.
Republicans will hold a light session day by themselves tomorrow to pass bills that don't affect the budget. Fitzgerald says they won't strip away budget components of Governor Walker's plan and pass the collective bargaining proposal by itself. Later this week, if Democrats are still gone, Fitzgerald says Republicans could pass a plan that would require a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.